Westlock. The Westlock RCMP detachment wants to improve overall public communication with residents, including those involving media releases and interactions with the public, and will be co-hosting two town halls in February, with one in the town of Westlock and one in Westlock County. Westlock RCMP Detachment Commander, Staff Sergeant Jeff Sen, said the RCMP is teaming up with Citizens on Patrol, COP, in Westlock and Vimy, as well as Citizens on Patrol North, based in Fawcett, to present two town halls next month. The first town hall February 1 will be held at the Westlock Library and one on February 21 at the Vimy Community Hall. Both events begin at 6:30 p.m. There's a few communication items that we're going to be bringing into play over the next year, that I'm sure will drastically improve that area and also allow us to have better communication with the people we're serving, said Sen. Westlock and area residents are invited to come out and learn about annual policing priorities, how to become a volunteer for Citizens on Patrol, provide input for the upcoming 2024-25 priorities, and ask questions about any concerns they may have. Initially, we're going to review where we are for the 2023-24 annual priorities that the detachment has. We're going to give a snapshot or update of where we are this year, said Sen, noting their fiscal year wraps up at the end of March. That's when our current annual priority plan ends. He will also be explaining some general policing concepts to the public, seeking some input and feedback as far as what the Westlock RCMP should be considering in 2024-25 for detachment priorities. We're out there with the community, see what they want to give feedback on, what they want us to focus on, he said, noting that involves consulting with stakeholders and communities to find out what's important to them for the upcoming year. When asked if rising crime, particularly in parts of rural Alberta and here in the Westlock region, might be a concern for area residents and a topic discussed at the town halls, Sen said he anticipates some feedback and also pointed out concerns when asked about whether or not crimes involving firearms are increasing in the region. I would always expect to hear on that. Some crime is on the increase, some crime is on the decrease, he said. Whenever firearms are involved, it's always a concern to the RCMP when they're being used in the commission of an offense. Several topics are expected to be discussed at the town halls, including the new video surveillance program called Capture and others, and several participants will be presenting to residents, in addition to the RCMP. The county peace officers will be there, at the Vimy Town Hall, giving a small presentation. I've been working with K Division to bring out an individual from the Community Well-Being Unit, and she'll be presenting crime prevention through environmental design. I'm expecting the Westlock Traffic Unit will have a representative there to talk about the traffic unit, and myself and a couple of other members will be there to discuss the general duty detachment. In addition to providing an update on the general duty detachment and input from the public for next year's priorities, they will also provide a question and answer session afterwards to answer any questions or concerns anybody might have, he said. Citizens on Patrol will also be presenting and are looking to recruit new volunteers. These town halls are being done in conjunction and in partnership with them, hoping to help them recruit volunteers and get more information on COP out to the communities. Sen hopes to see some meaningful input, as well as feedback and questions from residents at both town halls. Each year, we are expected to consult with the communities and other stakeholders, such as the towns, the counties, the public, the police officers in the area, and find out what they would like to see the detachment focus on in the coming year, said Sen. I then set attainable goals for our detachment to focus on, and we strive throughout the year to hit those goals. K. Jean at greatwest.ca.